بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فقال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد الفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الله تعالى وجبت محبتي للمتحابين فيا والمتجالسين فيا والمتزاورين فيا والمتبادلين فيا وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ثلاث من كن فيه وجد بهن حلاوة الإيمان من كان الله ورسوله أحب إليه مما سواه ومن أحب عبدا لا يحبه إلا لله ومن يكره أن يعود في الكفر بعد أن كان الله منه كما يكره أن يلقى في النار صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم Respect to علماء الكرام Beloved elders and brothers نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم has taught us a dua and from this we can understand the love that we should develop first and foremost for Allah and also the mansha of Nabuwat, the desire of Nabuwat, that we have the love of the people of Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us a dua. Allahumma inna nas'aluka hubbak wa hubba man yuhibbuk wa amal alladhi yukarribuna ila hubbik. Oh Allah, we ask you for your love. That is asal, that is maqsood, that is the objective. The love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what that immediately Allah is mentioned, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned, and the love of those people that love you. Allahumma inna nas'aluka hubbak wa hubba may yuhibbuk. And then, wa amal alladhi yukarribuna ila hubbik. A'mal that will gain us proximity towards your love. Hadith Shaykh Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi used to say, look at the formation and the tartib and the sequence, how beautiful. But one is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on one side. And the other is the love of a'mal salihah. And in between Allah ta'ala has placed the love of the pious. So when a person gets the love of the pious, then immediately his love will go towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the love of a'mal also. This is the sign that, and in another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, Allahumma rzuqna hubbak wa hubba man yanfa'una hubbuhu indak. Allah, give us the sustenance of your love. And look at the balaghat, the eloquence of the words of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That not only your love, give us the sustenance of your love. Inna nafsan lan tamut hatta tastakmila rizqaha. That a person will not die till his sustenance is not completed. Like I normally say, till we haven't eaten the last papar, last carrot achar, last khari kichri, we will not die. In the same way, this jazbah, this desire within. Oh Allah, till your love in our heart is not complete. And the love for the pious, that love which will benefit us, don't give us death. Allahumma inna Allahumma rzuqna hubbak wa hubba man yanfa'una hubbuhu indak. Whose love will benefit us by you, Allah, grant us that love. And then if you look at the ahadith and mubarakah, khuffillah, the love for Allah. Hazrat Hakim Sahib used to mention, Ya Hufillah Ya Kulli Mushakkik Hai. That it is, one is that in the Hadith of Mubarakah, there is great benefits of loving another person. But Hazrat says, is Ya Kulli Mushakkik Hai. Meaning that unke mukhtalif darajat and maratib hota hai. There is a different ranks. One is to love a believer. And for that Allah Ta'ala has promised so much from His side. Just the love for another believer. As long as fillah, it is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani li ajlillah, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sake. Then can you well imagine what is the teaching of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to ask for the love of the pious. What will the love of the pious offer us? And this is hukme qat'i. Allah ta'ala has instructed us that one is we should remain in the company of the pious. Kunu ma'as-sadiqin. Stay in the company of the pious. Stay in the company of the pious.
And one is that the desire and this love of the pious should be within us. So Hazrat Rishi says, as I mentioned, that ye kulli mushakkik hai. So if the love of the ordinary benefits us so much, can we well imagine, when the hukam is given in the Quran Kareem to love the pious, what that love will offer a person? What that love will offer a person? And look, so the first benefit of loving the pious and the righteous, the hadith that I read in front of, recited in front of you, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَجَبَتْ مُحَبَّتِي لِلْمُتَحَابِّينَ فِيهَا. My love becomes compulsory for those that love one another. This babi tafa'ul, that means the love has to be from both sides. One from the shaykh side, and one is from the murideen and from the remaining. That means the love should be from both sides. As far as the love for the shaykh, from the side of the shaykh is concerned, this is, majlis expresses this. That this is out of love for the people that these majalis are being established. From there the love is totally clear. It is from our side as to what love we show. And we see that, mashallah, Hazrat travels throughout the world, throughout the country, from places which are totally remote, which normally people do not visit. For what purpose? To find the numbers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hum tumhare aur tum hamare ho chuke. Dono janib se ishara ho chuke. From our side, from your side, once the indication is there, then there is magic. Then it is just to came from the heart of the people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned something ajeeb. He said, إِنَّ التَّبَايَ تَسْرِكُ الْأَخْلَاقِ مِنْ تَبَايٍ أُخْرَى. What's the purpose? That the temperament of people is such that it steals character from other people. So in the company of the pious, inshallah, the thing that we need to get from them is what is in their heart. And it is natural if there is love, then the stealing will take place all the time. Proportionate to your love for them, what you gain from their hearts. إِنَّ التَّبَايَ تَسْرِكُ الْأَخْلَاقِ مِنْ تَبَايَ الْأُخْرَى. So to love them. And the love is supposed to be from both sides. And look at the balaghat, Hazrat Hakim Sahib used to explain. He said, look at the balaghat of Nabuwat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The eloquence of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because the sequence Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned cannot be from a person's personal thought. This is min janibillah, from Allah ta'ala side. The first and foremost, he has to be loved from both sides. And the next thing is mutajalisina fiyah, those that sit in each other's company. Here also Babi tafa'ul is used, that the shaykh should basically make himself available for his murideen, and the murideen should take advantage of him making himself available. And this is the instruction given to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as it says. وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاةِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَهُ فَلَا تَعْدُوا عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is instructed, وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ. Exercise patience. Nabi was not said ijlis, that's it. He said that lower yourself to the level of the people so they can benefit from you. It will bring some form of hardship because on yourself, but then sit in the company. And then Hazrat mentioned two things that are mentioned in this ayat al-Karima. Hazrat Hakim Sahib used to mention two things. That the murideen should make the zikr of Allah. Wasbir, were those that make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَيُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ إِخْلَاصِ. When these two ingredients are found, one is the shaykh make himself available, the other is the muridin are punctual with the adhkar, and they have no other ulterior motive but to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again there will be magic. Person will reach Allah ta'ala very, very quickly. But it is imperative that these two qualities be there. وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَا الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاةِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَهُ. The only maqsood and the only murad should be Allah's Zat, the being of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The objective should be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Nazar mentions that look at the tarteeb, the sequence, the eloquence of the sequence. First the tahabbub has come, then tajalus has come. That they must sit in each other's company. So one, the dalil of a person's muhabbat for his shaykh and for the pious is that he will sit in their company. That's a dalil. Others will have excuses. You'll have every excuse not to sit and other priorities. Muhabbatuka ja'at bi ilayk. Your love has brought me to you. So as it says, there has to be, in order for this tajallus, for the sitting with one another to be totally beneficial, the condition is that there be extreme love. To the extent you have love, you will take. To the extent you have love, you will take. And your the love inside will force you to the company. Muhabbatuka ja'at bi ilayk. The other is that one is that there should be love, and then you will take total benefit. And the love is the thing that will pull you towards the majlis of the shaykh. So to sit with one another. And with the quality, as I mentioned, to make dawam of dhikr. And at the same time, to have no ulterior motive in your relationship with the shaykh. وَالْمُتَزَاوِرِينَ فِيهَا. And then to visit one another. So as it mentions, that see, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He wanted us to have dawam huzur permanently in the company of the shaykh, then He would have made us malaika. So Allah ta'ala has given us other responsibilities, that is the wife, the family, the children, the neighbors, the parents, etc., to fulfill their hukuk. So don't sit permanently in the company of the shaykh. Come and go, come and go. Although your condition will not remain the same. Like the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, when they were in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, their condition was different. When they went home, their condition was different. Kada sa'atan, wa kada sa'atan. Like this was the condition at one moment. Like this was the condition at another moment. Rasul explains this beautifully as it says, quoting Mullah Al-Qari rahmatullahi alayhi. One is that Hudur will be present in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was great proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that particular time. Then there was some form of futur, a decrease in one's kafiyat condition. But it was also to fulfill the hukuk, the rights of others. This also falls in the itaat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالْمُتَبَادِلِينَ فِيهَا to visit, and وَالْمُتَبَادِلِينَ فِيهَا to spend on one another. And this also to spend on the people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is part of the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as I mentioned, an incident to elucidate this point, that it should not be only that there is nara, there is dawah of love, but there isn't spending. So I gave a beautiful example to explain this point. He says there was a person that his dog was dying, and he had a big basket of roti on his head. And his dog is dying, and he's crying, and he's crying. People ask him what happened. He said, my dog is dying out of hunger. So they asked him, then why don't you just take one roti and feed your dog? It will solve the problem. He said, no, the tears are for free, but the roti I have paid for. The tears are for free, but the roti I have paid for. So that he found very, very dear to him. But then, as it says, that Allah Marumi mentioned, that is the discussion of the ignorant to say that tears are for free. Tears are actually the translation of the gham, the love that the person has in the heart for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The translation of it is tears. That means your blood has transformed itself to a higher level that is of tears. So this is not mostly. It's not for free. So the first thing that a person will receive in loving the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second, Imam Hazrat mentions that a person, talaqan man kunna fihi wajada bihinna halawat al-iman. If three traits are found in a person, he will find the sweetness of iman. The first, man kana Allahu wa rasuluhu ahabba ilayhi mimma siwahuma. That Allah and His Rasul's love is more beloved to him than any other love. This be the ultimate love, the superior love. And this also we should understand that what is this love we are talking about? We are talking of aqli love, shar'i love, not necessarily tab'i love. I'll explain this way. Because many times a thought might come to a person that my love probably for my things and my parents is greater than that of the Rasul, for example. On one occasion, Hazrat gave an example that there was a buzurg, two buzurgs were sitting. So one explained to the other one his own condition, and he said to him that, I feel that my love for my parents is more than that of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in particular my father. So the second buzurg, who was a great arif of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, did not say anything. So inshallah, at some time I will give a discourse. This Mujaddid Amir al-Mullah Shultani rahmatullahi alayhi is explaining. I'll give a discourse in your masjid. So he came. And in this masjid, in this bayan, he has mentioned the malaqib, the status of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the seerah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it was a very inspiring bayan of the position of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he stopped in the middle of the bayan, and he said to this person, to the other person, is your father like this? So he felt offended to an extent. That one is talking about the maraqib of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the position of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the mullah of the bayan in front of everybody else is asking me, is your father like this? So he said, definitely my father is not like that. Then he said, but just continue with your bayan. How can you even equate or bring my father in the same breath as you mentioned Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So he said, baat samajh mein aayi? Did you understand what I'm trying to say? So then, because obviously he was a wali of Allah to a certain level, he immediately understood. What he understood was that, look, you objected. When I equated or I brought your father on the scale of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you're utterly saying that it can never be the same. So in actual fact, we haven't realized it, but Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's love is more in you. This akli love is far greater than this tab'i love. And when a person develops this akli love, it will supersede this tab'i love, this natural love and inclination that the person has. And what is a dalil? One is that we say that we have Allah's love and His Rasul's love. That the fara'is be in our life, the wajibat be in our life, the sunnah mu'akkada be in our life. Our inclination towards amal is natural. To bring the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our life, to bring it alive in the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then how can any person ever be deprived of the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? To be obsessed morning and evening with the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. مَنْ قَالَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِمَّا سِوَى. The second point, that a person loves another for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you'll also get halawat iman, sweetness of iman. And the third, when will you receive halawat iman? Is when you dislike returning to kufr after Allah ta'ala has safeguarded you from kufr. Like how you would dislike to be thrown into the fire. And what is halawat iman? Mullah Al-Qari rahmatullah alayh has given a number of indications to show that a person has halawat iman, that we got sweetness of iman. So first sign of halawat iman is istilbad bi ta'at. If a person finds extreme enjoyment in Allah's obedience, his heart becomes restless. And he finds enjoyment. It's not a burden. It is not something that he has to get the obligation off his shoulder. Before tahajjud already, his eyes is waking up. When can he have the sweet whispers and those romantic moments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? To get up from sajda is mujahada. Because sajda becomes so beloved. When he pours his heart to Allah and annihilates himself in front of Allah, and the only being that is in front of him is Allah. So to say, oh Allah, I'm here to serve you. Oh Allah, I have annihilated myself. The thing that I hold most worthy in my body, my heart, and my mind, I have put in front of you. And he finds enjoyment in this. Quran Kareem, tilawat of Quran Kareem is something that makes him restless. Zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something that he enjoys. Lutfa ta'ajiz. He finds great enjoyment in it. So he's istilawat of the ta'at. The second, wa itharuha ala jami'i shahawat wal mustaladat. To give preference to the itar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over his desires and things that basically is enjoyable to him. To give preference to Allah Ta'ala's ibadat. One will be the call of the shop. One will be the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One will be the want of the wife. One will be the wife of the demand of the itaat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One will be the dictates of the child. One will be the dictates of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which he wants to give preference to. وَإِثَارُهَا عَلَى جَمِّهِ شَحْوَاتِ. Well, it's, now like as I mentioned, then he doesn't find amusement in commentary, etc. Because he'd rather spend that time in obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And time is totally valuable to make him close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the third point, that a person tahammul al-mushaq fi marbati Allah azza wa jal. That he is prepared to undergo any form of difficulty in the place of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It doesn't matter what, if his desire is to look at something that is very attractive to him. What is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So he will do anything. It doesn't matter what the inside will be or any difficulty he has to withstand in the place of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالتَّجَرُّ الْمَرَارَاتِ فِي الْمُصِيبَاتِ. And a person will take the bitter pill and he will swallow the bitter things in difficulty. That means he will basically in every form of difficulty, this he will be able to withstand any difficulty because he knows this is min janibillah. This is from his lover, who he desires. And this is the test from Allah Ta'ala's side. These are imtihanat in order to elevate his status. He will be prepared. وَتَجَرُّ الْمَرَارَاتِ فِي الْمُصِيبَاتِ. And the fourth sign that a person has got halawati iman, he's got sweetness of iman, that a person rada bil qada will be fi jamil halat, he will be pleased with all conditions that Allah Ta'ala sends to him. And this is the barometer and criteria to check. How far am I going with these five aspects? Then you will know whether you've got halawati iman or not. On one occasion, Mujaddid Minnat Wala Shafin Thani Rahmatullah Ali asked Shah Abdul Ghani Pulfuri Rahmatullah Ali that what is a maqam? Is a maqam higher than that of ikhlas? Is a position higher than that of ikhlas? So as I said, I don't know. You inform me. So as I mentioned, there is one maqam, there is one position that is higher than of ikhlas. So ikhlas is a thing that you reach towards the end of your life. All your endeavors finally. Today we think we've got ikhlas, we haven't got the alif of ikhlas yet. And this ikhlas will come in the sohbat of the pious. Hazrat used to mention that Mawlana Shafi Thani Rahmatullah Alayhi used to take qasam on this point. That ikhlas you will learn in the company of the pious. Without it is very difficult to get ikhlas. Fi jamil halat, to be prepared, to withstand. So the second benefit is of halawati iman. The third benefit of the love of the pious is Mullah Al-Qari Rahmatullah Alayhi has mentioned qalb warada anna halawati iman idha dakhalat qalban la takhruj minhu abada. فَفِيهِ إِشَارَةٌ إِلَىٰ بَشَارَةِ حُسْنِ الْخَاتِمَةِ. That is mentioned in the riwayat, that if once halawati iman sinks in a person's heart, it will never come out. It is one such gift, Hazrat used to explain, Hazrat Rakhim Sahib used to explain, it is one such gift that Allah will not take back. It will not come out of the heart. So it is halawati iman, sweetness of iman, when it enters the heart, it will not come out. The other is, فَفِيهِ بَشَارَةٌ فَفِيهِ إِشَارَةٌ إِلَىٰ بَشَارَةِ حُسْنِ الْخَاتِمَةِ. In it is indication that a person will die with iman. Because once it comes in, it goes in, it will not come out. That means a person will die with it. So inshallah he will die by keeping the sohbat of the pious, of the Allah wala, of the righteous people. Inshallah you will die with iman. One great barakah of it. To die with iman. So even for this, a person keeps in the company so that inshallah he can khatima bil iman. And we've seen kisses of mashayikh, etc., that the time of death was a very, very trying time. Then the thought of the sheikh came and his advisors came and it prevented them prevented shaitan from snatching the iman. The fourth benefit, as it mentions, the fourth in'am of loving the pious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna rajul إِذَا خَرَجَ مِنْ بَيْتِهِ زَائِرًا أَخَاهُ. When a person leaves his house visiting his fellow brother, شَيَّعُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ كُلُّهُمْ يُسَلُّونَ عَلَيْهِ. Then all the malaika basically accompany him because he's visiting his brother. 70,000 شَيَّعُهُمْ سَبْعُونَ عَلْفَ مَلَكٍ يُسَلُّونَ عَلَيْهِ كُلُّهُمْ يُسَلُّونَ عَلَيْهِ. That each 70,000 malaika accompany him, making dua and maghfirah for him. And what dua they make to Allah? وَيَكُول رَبَّنَا وَيَكُولُونَ. And they make dua to Allah, رَبَّنَا إِنَّهُ وَسَدَ فِيكَ فَسِلْهُ. O Allah, he has joined ties for your sake. O Allah, you join him towards you. Mullah Al-Qari Rahmatullah Alayhi explains this hadith. That through the company of the pious, you will get the qurbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He mentions in terms of dunya, misal ila Allah, to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in terms of distance and proximity is mahal. It cannot happen. So what is meant? A al-mu'abbar, A bi qurabi, jaza'u wifaqa. Mullah Al-Qari Rahmatullah Alayhi says that what is meant, the qurbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The malaika make, one is they make dua and maghfirat, 70,000. These are the niyat also we can make. Like Hazrat explained about the niyat that the person can have at the time of Quran, reading Quran al-Kareem. In the same way, when going with the company of the pious, make all these niyat that we are mentioning. That 70,000 malaika will make dua and maghfirat for you. They will make dua of your qurbat to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That you get the proximity of Allah. Therefore Hazrat says, Hazrat Hakim Sahib used to explain, that when 70,000 malaika are making dua for you, why wouldn't you reach Allah Ta'ala in a very short space of time? You will see, therefore this tariq has great barakah. In a very short period of time, a person reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Simply because the malaika are making dua and maghfirah for him. Then as it mentions, the next benefit, the sixth benefit of loving the pious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As it mentioned, Yet if there are two servants, tahabba fi Allah. لو أن عبدين تحابا في الله واحد في المشرق والآخر في المغرب لجمع الله بينهم يوم القيامة لجمع الله بينهما يوم القيامة. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if two people love one another for Allah's sake, and I told you the love of the Allah, the love of the awliya of Allah is only for Allah's sake. There is no other ulterior motive in this love. So this love will be greatly appreciated in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather them on the day of Qiyamah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will mention, هَذَا الَّذِي كُنْتَ تُحِبُّهُ فِيَّ. This is the person you love for my sake. And then Mullah Al-Qari rahmatullah alayhi explains, what will be the purpose of joining the lover and the beloved, the sheikh and the murid on the day of Qiyamah? He mentions a few reasons. He says, first reason, so that the sheikh can make, that he can make dua of intercession on behalf of the murid. Lil musahaba, so they can be together in Jannat, so that they can visit each other from time to time. So these majalis will take place in Jannat also. Mawlana Abdul Ghani Punghari rahmatullah alayhi used to say, quoting Hazrat Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi, from the time I came to know that the lovers of Allah will be gathered in Jannat, my desire for Jannat increased. My desire for Jannat increased when I came to find out that the lovers of Allah will gather in Jannat together. My Shaykh mentions that my thought is that meeting with the lovers of Allah Ta'ala in dunya is no less in any extent whatsoever. That one is that enjoyment that you will get. Inshallah, in dunya also you will get that enjoyment. Then Hazrat mentions another point. He says, as if the Jannat of the skies in the company of the pious have been brought unto us. So this is to drink from Allah's love. By expressing your love for the pious and taking from the heart. As I mentioned, إِنَّ التَّبَعِيَ تَسْرِكُ الْأَخْلَاقِ مِنْ تَبَعِيٍ أُخْرَى. That this heart is such as jazb. Therefore, تَجَالُ اسْتَحَابُ. What it gives? It gives you this drawing from the hearts of the pious. So Allah Ta'ala will gather you on the day of Qiyamah. Then, in a hadith, Hazrat mentioned the seventh benefit. That سَبْعَةٌ يُذِلِّهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي ذِلِّهِ يَوْمَ لَا ذِلَّ إِلَّا ذِلُّهُ. Seven groups of people Allah will put under His shade, when there will be no shade other than the shade of Allah. رَجُلَانْ تَحَابَّ فِي اللَّهِ إِسْتَمَعَ عَلَيْهِ وَتَفَرَّقَ عَلَيْهِ. People that love one another for Allah's sake, they gather on that and they separate on that. We just will give a slight explanation of إِسْتَمَعَ عَلَيْهِ وَتَفَرَّقَ عَلَيْهِ. Hafiz ibn Ajar Asqalani rahmatullah alayhi explaining this. إِسْتَمَعَ عَلَيْهِ, he says, they gather upon this. That means for only the gathering is for the purpose of deen. The muhabbat lidiniya, for the purpose of deen. وَلَمْ يَتَّعَهَا بِعَارِدٍ دُنْيَوِيٍ. And this muhabbat and this ta'alluq and this relationship is not terminated because of some dunyawi reason. And generally, unfortunately, when we leave the sheikh or we have this inclination, is not for deen reason. It is our inside nafsaniyat reason. Because probably we are inclined towards something, some secular education, the sheikh might be speaking against it, we have our inclination. For dunyawi gharz we normally leave. Although we will say my jazbat is different, it's not my jazbat is different, it is a dunyawi shahwat. Hafiz ibn Ashar Asqalani rahmatullah alayhi explains three things for this muhabbat to be very, very effective. That dama ala al-muhabba, they remain on the muhabbat. And this muhabbat will be on the basis of deen. وَلَمْ يَبْتَعَهَا بِعَادِدٍ دُنْيَوِيٍ. And it will not be terminated because of some dunya for some worldly benefit. And this iftaraqah, Hazrat mentioned, Hafiz ibn Najjar Asqalani explains, that doesn't necessarily mean separation of bodies. If there are parts more separated, that means as long as they are loving, to love the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even though they might not be sitting in the same majlis, even though their bodies might not be there. As it explains, that even though that their sitting is not together, but their hearts are inclined towards one another. And the thing that will separate them eventually will be mort. So if this dua should also be in our hearts, as it explains. That Allah, as Rakim Sahib makes his dua, that Allah, give me the love of your lovers. And let this love remain perpetual and permanent. So there is no separation till death in terms of the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the other benefit Hazrat mentions, for having love for the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-mar'u ala deeni khalili, falyandur ahadukum may yukhalil. A person will be with those that in al-mar'u ala deeni khalili will be on the deen, on the tariq, on the method of his friends. فَلْيَنْدُرْ أَحَدُكُمْ مَنْ يُخَالِلْ. You should see who you befriend. In the explanation that which I was mentioning on the time of Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullahi alayhi explaining, in fact it's Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi's words, إِنَّ التَّبَعِيَ يَسْتَسْرِكُ أَخْلَاقْ مِنْ تَبَعِيٍ أُخْرَى. Hazrat has given this as proof. That see who you befriend, because from their heart you will draw. If you befriend the wrong people, you will draw the wrong things from their heart. الجليس الصالح خير من جليس السوء. That the company of the pious is far superior than the company of the evil people, because you will draw from them the muhabbat they have for Allah. This is what you draw from the Shaykh's heart: the muhabbat of Allah, the marifat of Allah, the ta'alluq of Allah, the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, jazbar to bring alive the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in every part of the world, the love that he has for Aman, to bring that within your life and to spread that love towards the world, to the world, the ta'alluq of Allah. And then as it mentions, that al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba is the next benefit. That a person will be with whom he loves in Jannah. The person you love, inshallah you will be with them in Jannah. This is a hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, look at his faqahat, look at his intelligence and his understanding. He says, when I heard this hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was no day more joyous and happier than this day, other than the day when I accepted Islam. And now look at his faqahat. He immediately said, إِنِّي أُحِبَّ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولَهُ وَأَبَا بَكَرْ وَأُمَرْ وَلَمْ أَعْمَلْ بِأَمَلِهِمْ. I love Allah, I love His Rasul, I love Abu Bakr, I love Umar, even though I haven't done the amal. Allah made it easy. Create the love of the pious in your heart. المرء من أحب, a person will be with whom he loves. Then mentions a few other ahadith to explain this love. الْمُتُحَابُّونَ فِي جَلَالِي لَهُمْ مَنَابِرْ مِنْ نُورِ. That those that love one another for Allah's sake, بِجَلَالِ. Then Hazrat says, Subhanallah, Hazrat Ibn was ajeeb also. He says, well, Allah is mentioned here, بِجَلَالِ and not بِجَمَالِ. So it shouldn't be the outward reason why you get attracted to one another. Therefore Allah did not mention جَمَالِيَ. Allah mentioned because of my grandeur, my might, my majesty and my power. That is the only reason. Otherwise people will look at the Shaykh, how handsome he is, and fall in love. Alhamdulillah, Allah has given our Shaykh also beauty. So that could also be reason. But more so the Jalal, for the grandeur of Allah, to create nizmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For them, lahum manabir min nur. For them will be pulpits of light. In fact, in one riwayat it comes ajeeb, that the anbiya alayhi salatu salam and the shuhada will envy those people on that. So now a question comes, what is the rank of the anbiya? One is the rank of the shuhada. So as Umar radiallahu ta'ala mentions the riwayat, that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked regarding who are these people al-mutahabbuna fiyah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read the ayat, Ala inna awliya Allahi la khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun alladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqun. As the dalil. That there is a whole great explanation. Obviously it does not mean that the rank of the anbiya and the, is lower than that of the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if there was, they would be thinking, one is that Allah Ta'ala chose us for the mansab of Nabuwat. And the shuhada have given their ultimate, their life, in the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The thought will only be, that how is it that these people, without that type of sacrifice, and without that type of choice from Allah Ta'ala's side, where they have reached such high levels. So it's very, very simple, just link yourself to them, and Allah Ta'ala will give you the status. And then, as I mentioned by the end, as it mentions in another riwayat, that al-mutahabbuna fiyya, those that love one another for my sake. Ala karasiyin, they will be on chairs, min yaqut, hawla al-arsh, of jewels and pearls around the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these type of gatherings will take place around the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also. Those that you love for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a beautiful tariq. It is a very, very easy way of reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in fact, the Hazrat mentions that inshallah, through the barakat of the love of the pious, Allah ta'ala will give you ikram, Allah ta'ala will honor you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will place love in the hearts of others for you. By the barakat of the mashayikh and the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Hazrat mentions that there are two dalail, there are two proofs that have come to my mind as to why this will be. So one hadith doesn't mention man tawada lillah rafa'ahu Allah. The person that loves for the sake of Allah, Allah will elevate him. Because you're humbling yourself in front of the shaykh is for the purpose of Allah. There's no other gharz, there's no other reason. It is for the purpose of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like for example, a person that honors a father's children, it is actually in the honor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mujaddid Millat Malasha Mithani rahmatullahi alayhi is explaining. He made it so easy for us to understand. That he says that honoring the child of a person is honoring the father. In the same way, honoring the awliya Allah is honoring Allah. Therefore Allah will raise you because of that. And then Hazrat gives another relief. Ma ahabba abdun abdan illa akram Allahu azza wa jal. That no servant shows honor to another servant, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will honor that person in return. And one thought that came to my mind when I was reading what Hazrat wrote, that the hadith that and what Mullah Al-Qari rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِ الْآرِفِينَ, that Allah looks at the hearts of the lovers of Allah. Allah looks, look what qadr Allah has got of His lovers. From this we can understand they are not what we might just think, mashallah, we in their company, etc., good, we not good. Allah has got qadr for them. It is imperative that we have qadr for them. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِ الْآرِفِينَ, Allah look at the hearts of His lovers. Allah sees whose love they have. Allah makes muhabbat to that person also. So it's a simple recipe to reach Allah. Get in the, so to say, in the heart of the lovers of Allah. And Allah Ta'ala makes qadr of His awliya to such an extent, because a person doesn't become a wali just like that. If he's turning blood into water, then he becomes a wali of Allah. Therefore, Hazrat used to say, there is a big deception that you look at the end life of a buzurg and a pious person. Look at the beginning. One is a desire that we will have, that we want to be like that, and people honor us in this way. But look at what has come before that, all the mujahada that has come before that, all the crime that has come before that. Then, first that Makki zindagi, nobody wanted Makki life, you all want a Madani life of welcome, welcome, welcome. It doesn't happen like that. Amat or Pabandi, be punctual on your Aman, etc. Mujahada fi deen. All these things will then bring you to that particular condition. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got great qadr for the heart of the awliya. And this heart Allah has created it ajeeb. That it's got the sifat of jazb, it pulls, it attracts. So it is important that we get into the heart of the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then take from it. And this is all, as I used to always say, that our tasawwuf is mudallal min al ahadith. It is totally from Quran and hadith. It is totally from Quran and hadith. For everything, alhamdulillah, Hazrat has given hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to show how important this love is. And it's unfortunate that we have deprived ourselves of reaching Allah in a very easy, simple way. In a very easy and simple way. And through that, kunu ma'a as-sadiqin. Stay with them. خَالِطُوهُمْ لِتَكُونُوا مِثْلَهُمْ. How long must you stay with them till you become like them? That means their outward appearance first and foremost to adopt. That is what is within our control. To see how they dress, how they wear, how they speak, how they respond to people, the tawazu, the manner of expression, etc. The mazameen, the subject matter which they hold high in regard, to have those things that you are, as your subject matter, etc. And then inshallah, by adopting the outward, Allah Ta'ala will make your inward. As I mentioned, this heart, Allah Ta'ala has created an ajeeb thing in this heart. They are absolutely delicate. Love the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and see how much you draw from their hearts. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq inshallah. And then obviously with that, like we mentioned, that truly you will only benefit from the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shah Abdul Ghani Purpuri rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned that when there is dawam of zikr, continuous of zikr, and you reduna wajha, to have intention to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If the person has ikhlas for no other for khilafat purpose, or if the sheikh honors him, etc., give him special place. No, no dunyavi ghars. But that's our own nafsani ghars. To be shown possession, etc. Like Khwaja Azizul Hasan Majzub rahmatullah alayhi mentioned to Mawlana Ashraf Thani rahmatullah alayhi, mitadi hamku, mitadi hamku, mitadi hamku, annihilate us, annihilate us, annihilate us. And then as I mentioned, in this annihilation there is izzat. In this annihilation there is izzat. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq inshallah. And then that which the Shaykh gives, and this is all to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is no wazai the Shaykh give from his own side, etc. And the few things that Hazrat mentioned, and we should all take note, that the mazameen that Hazrat is emphasizing upon is that in our lives? Is the dawam and the dhikr is in our lives? Is the hour of Quran and Kareem in our lives properly? Today was Friday. MashaAllah, you might have given even bayanat on the fazail of salat wa salam. But how much durood is in my life? How much time I have taken? And really to be pardoned on aman and to get nizmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have to take control. Like Hazrat Mullah Shafi Thani rahmatullahi alayhi say, akal ko ghalib hoko shahwat par. Shariat ko ghalib hoko akal par. Then keep your time. And then, what is the desire to sleep at a particular time? What you would like to wake up when you feel like? You would like to sleep when you feel like? Tilawat is one day in your life. Tilawat is not in one day in your life. How will you reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So keep your akal that I have to reach Allah. Your mind tells you that. That there is Jannah. I have to reach Jannah. What is your desire? To keep your akal ghalib over your shahwat. This is the time for ibadah. Free yourself for ibadah at that particular time. And then keep, don't make, Hazrat used to say, don't keep akal your ma'bud either. Make shariat ghalib over your akal. What shariat dictates according to the wants of shariat. So all our amal should to be in our lives, our tilawat of Quran al-Kareem, our dhikr every day. Then, to study the company of the mashayikh, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala would through that barakat, will give us his qurbat and muhabbat. Allah Ta'ala give us and grant us that, inshallah. Subhanallah, Subhanallah.